bottomed.
Will you name some different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads? Well, some of them, all the roads in this country used to be made out of just dirt and rock.
Okay.
And now they made them out, make them out of concrete, gravel, and tar.
Asphalt.
And tar and asphalt, same.
Okay. What do you call a paved road that has a black surface on it? Or is that the asphalt road?
That's asphalt.
Okay. And how about a road that has a light-colored surface on it?
Gravel and tar,
Dave. Wait just a minute. Some of them cemented. They've been cement roads.
Okay.
They used to have one from Murphy to Andrews cement, solid cement from Murphy to Andrews. But they changed all that and put tar over it now.
Okay. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? Or would you have a special name for it, or would you call it a ditch?
Gully.
Dream.
A gully?
A dream.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
A watchdog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make? Like,
what?
What do you call that? You know that noise horses make to each other?
Nicker?
Yeah. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to have?
Crossbone.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called a boy bone?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure I haven't.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? First growth has been cut and it's grown back.
Second growth.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things that can be made out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Muffins.
Okay. Now, would you use the same kind of batter for muffins as for
cornbread?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you can.
Okay.
And also, you can make dumplings out of cornbread, too.
Well, now, how are those made?
Making up biscuits and then cutting it out and put it in with the chicken or your meat.
Oh, so you just cook it up with whatever you're cooking then,
uh-huh. And then another thing you can make out of cornmeal is mush.
Okay. And that's the soft stuff, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, do you ever have some little cornmeal things that are rolled up in balls with onions and fried and you eat them with fish?
That's
hush puppies.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Do you ever have any of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Really? I never had any. See, I think I'm culturally deprived. I never had these things.
Well, you ought to come up here and marry an old mountain hoochie.
I'm already married. I can't do that.
Well, I thought you said, well, no, you wasn't married.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say anything like that.
Then she bought.
I did not. I better not play this for my husband. He'll kill me.
I was just going on to my level, man.
What do you call bread that's in loaves made out of white flour?
Loaf.
Okay. What do you call a round pastry that's about that big round and it's got a hole in the middle?
Cake.
Okay. And how about a real puffy one that has maybe some sugar on top? Just about that big around.
Cookies.
With
a hole in the middle?
Donuts. I thought you said, I seen that what you're talking about.
Okay.
You call them donuts.
Okay. And what do you call round flat cakes that are made out of white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup?
Hoe cakes.
Pancakes.
Flapjacks. We call them flapjacks.
Okay. Flapjacks. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Middlin'.